can't focus on what needs to get done. I'm on notice, hoping that you don't run. You think I'm...
Hello, and welcome back to Girl Talk, where you can get some tips, tricks, and two or more ways to have a better life. I'm Libby.
And I'm Paisley.
Before we start today's episode, we have a short message from our sponsor, Honey. Wait, Mom, don't check out. Have you heard about Honey?
What?
Honey is a free browser extension that you can install with two clicks. Honey searches the whole internet to find the best coupons for your purchase. You can save hundreds of dollars with this extension.
Oh, okay. Okay, guys, so today we're going to be talking about different styles and trends. Lately, it is so hard to know what to wear because styles seem like they're changing every single day. It's hard to keep up. As we go into the winter season, we want to have cute clothes, but what do we wear? Here are some simple guidelines. We want to wear sweaters, jackets, sweatshirts, and long sleeves. These work well together, they keep you warm, and they're cute. But what colors? What to match with? It's hard to decide, but here are some cute winter colors. White obviously goes with basically anything, but we can also do light or dark blue, maroon, dark forest green, and silver, and occasionally gold. Skirts with tights and boots and a sweater is an awesome outfit for the winter season if you don't want to wear jeans. Matching these cute colors can make it look extremely cute too.
So, what kind of jewelry do you want to wear? Colored, silver, gold?
I think you should definitely wear tons of dangly earrings and then necklaces. And I think for sure silver. But if you're wearing like a red skirt, maybe you can have like a silver necklace with like flowers and like red inside the flowers. Like, you know, it's good to have like accents of colors, but you don't want to wear like a red bright necklace or like, you know, you want to have accents.
Yeah.
Now an ad from our sponsor, Starbucks. The new sugar cookie almond milk latte is out.
It's so good.
Starbucks.
Okay, so next I'm going to be talking about some cute outfits to wear and what these individual items are. So first, let's talk about best colored flannel. I think the best colored flannels is probably going to be red or a tan color. Those are the cutest, and if you get them oversized, wear a white t-shirt under it, tank top, so cute with some jeans. I love it. Another color would also just be black and white. That's also really popular here, and I love the black and white. It just looks nice and clean.
So, like, what do you wear with flannels? I get it. You wear, like, a white t-shirt and jeans, but, like, what other things? You wear, like, a beanie or a bucket hat?
It really depends on, like, how you want to dress up for that day. Bucket hat if you're feeling very, like, warm and happy, and then beanie if you're trying to go for, like, an emo look or you're just kind of, like, cold and you're just down. You're just like, I just want to be here. I'm cold. So, I've seen a lot of people have different things. I've also, and for shoes-wise, I've seen people wear boots, Converse, Nikes, Vans. Like, I've seen everything.
So it honestly sounds like a lot of things match flannel. So that's definitely sounds like a good alternative if you don't like specific things and you like a wide variety.
Yeah, you can really match anything with this flannel. I've seen so many. If you do black and white flannel, you can match it with like a green shirt, like the dark forest green. Like, you could really do anything.
Okay, that sounds great and awesome, like a cute Christmassy aesthetic look. But I mean, what about accessories?
So accessories can variety from necklaces to bags to hats to even shoes, like earrings, even like nose piercings. Like, literally anything can be required as an accessory. So, but first I'm going to be talking about, since we already talked about hats, first I'm going to talk about bags. For me, bags in the winter, I like to do like a silver chain bag. I really like chains in the winter, but throughout the summer and anywhere else, I don't like them because they get really warm on the sun. So I think that, or a really, really big bag to hold some of the more necessity size, like necessity things when you're needing some bigger, when you need a bigger bag to hold all those.
For sure, and back again, like, the silver definitely has a Christmassy, wintry look to it. So that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and now we're going to be talking about some boots. So some boots that I think are amazing for winter are some Doc Martens. They were a big hit in winter 2020, and following in winter 2021. In January and February and March, these boots are huge. They kind of got out of their fame for a while over the summer, but they are coming back again, even after a year. I don't know if that's really coming back, but a lot of people I've been seeing are wearing them. What I think are the good Doc Martens are the original ones, the white ones or the black ones. And I think I like the thicker sole better, but you can also get in thin sole if you don't really like to walk on platforms. You can also get the Chelsea boots. They don't have laces, which is really cute and chic for people who don't want to tie their shoes, which is really, really nice.
These sound literally awesome. Like, I personally like the thick, you know, sole. That sounds great. And I think white is personally my winter favorite color because you're just walking in the snow, right? You know, you got that aesthetic, like, white look. It's really cute.
Yeah, and then you can get these in any color. There are so many boots that you can get from Doc Martens. You can get the black glossy. You can get a matte. You can get white glossy or matte. You can get red, dark forest green, blue. Like, you can get any color. My sister, she has glittery ones, glittery purple ones. Like, there are so many different variety of colors and everything. You can choose your variety so you can have your perfect match style.
These are definitely really good boots for the winter, so you can trek through the snow and everything. That sounds great, Libby. So, as great as these boots sound, what about prices? Because, I mean, is it pretty pricey?
Well, because Doc Martens are true leather, they have been around for a while, which makes them more valuable, even though they are making more. But depending on where you go, I got mine from Nordstrom Rack, and they were about $70 there because Nordstrom Rack usually, like, discounts their shoes there. That's kind of the point of Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah.
But I was looking online and it says from about $70 to $200. These shoes can get pretty expensive, especially if you get a thicker sole.
Yeah, for sure. I have some white Doc Martens and I've had them for probably a year and a half. They're amazing and they're still in great shape. Like, they are really, like, good boots. So if you want boots you can wear for years to come, these are definitely the boots for you.
Yeah, my dad, he works at a construction site. He wears Doc Martens himself. He uses them because they are thick leather. They're good for working in either, like, both. And they're good for style, look aesthetic while you're working, and they will keep your feet warm. Now I'm going to be talking about prices of the flannel and the cute accessories. So the accessories, depending on where you go, necklaces, I usually get my necklaces from Target or I hand make them. Targets usually can round from like $5 to $10, sometimes like $10 to $15, depending on if you get a pack. And then you can also get cute purses there. Purses are pretty expensive from Target. They're like $20 to $30, depending on how big, how small, the designs, the color. But these are the prices. And then colored flannel, just flannel in general, it doesn't have to be colored. I say from like $15 to $40. I was looking at a tan flannel the other day to buy. It was around $40 to $50.
They have a pretty big range.
Yeah, definitely.
So that sounds like good alternatives. And yeah, but I mean, now that you have the perfect outfit, it's time for a photo shoot. Cute backgrounds are good for aesthetic looks. It's good to match your outfit to the background theme. For example, you can't wear a swimsuit in the snow. And it's also fun to match with your friends. You don't have to wear the same outfit, but just simply match colors and patterns. This is definitely a cute idea on how to be creative and have good memories to look back on. Thank you so, so, so much for watching. If you have any comments or ideas for future videos, just comment down below in our blog. Thanks. See you next time.
Bye.
I can't focus on what needs to get done. I'm on notice, hoping that you don't run.